learning Hilchos Sukkah after Simon Tafresh Lamed Ches Sif Beis. We're discussing the idea of the Sukkah becoming Aser Bahana the entire 8 days, or the 9 days in Chutz Laretz. The Mechaber says in Sif Beis, V'chein Oichlun O'mashkin Shetelun B'Sukkah Kedei L'Naisai. In addition, besides for the Sukkah itself, anything that is hung in the Sukkah in order to beautify it. Aser Lustapik Mehem, so one may not use them, Kol Shmoina, for all 8 days. I feel enough, even if they fall. Uviyantav v'Shabbos Aser L'Tautel N'Muksim Heim. And in addition here from the tour, that one may not move them on Yom Tov Shabbos because they're muksa. V'im hisna aleihem b'shal shetalam. However, let's say he made a stipulation when he hung them. And he said, I'm not going to refrain from using them all the ben hashmashas of all 8 days. Harizim istabik mehem. In that case, he may use it b'chol yishu yitzu whenever he wants. Shereilei hikzlei yisam. He never set them apart. V'chal aleihem kedushas hasukkah. And therefore, the kedushas hasukkah was never came to rest on them. V'lein nechshivu kamaisa. And they're not considered like the sukkah. V'dafka sh'amas nebezeh aloshen. Now, it's dafka if he said it with this in this exact way. Avam omar ani masna aleihem lo'eichlam kishu yiflu. If he says, I want to eat them when they fall in a klum, so that doesn't count. If he says, I'm being mastered, I want to eat it whenever I want, that does help. Because that expression would include ben hashmoshes, and as if to say, that same idea that I'm not baidu, I'm not separating myself from them at all. Ramah says, the tonight has to be made before the first ben hashmoshes. Some achronim say that our minhag is not to make a tanai bizmanazeh. And Mishabur says that that idea is based on the fact that we don't really understand the tanai, how it works. And the argument to that is that it's a very clear tanai, and it's very clearly expressed how to say it, so therefore that shouldn't be an issue. And so this applies by noyim that are hanging from the schach, of benoyim ad anjenoistim betfanais, the noyim that you place in the walls, kigan satinim, amitziyorin, like colored sheets, noyigin latautalam b'negasham, the minig is to remove them, so they shouldn't get wet, afilu b'lay tanai, even without a tanai, mishum the yeshayimim, then isra afilu b'fanais atzmam. That some say the only isra applies to the walls themselves, kolshgain, benoyin, that kolshgain, even the walls themselves are not also, only the schach. Koshkin, that the noy itself is not also. Mikom makoim, toiv lahasas aleim, nevertheless, it's proper to make the tanai. If someone used hadasim as schach, or he hung an esrig in the sukkah as noy, mutal lariach, but he's allowed to smell it, zoihuksa mireach, because it was never set aside not to smell. But actually, yigabai, The only provision is that he cannot touch it, the asa betilto, because it is asa to move it. The yesh aysim behadas, however, some say that a hadas you may not use to smell. Mishnebura sifkatan yud aleph kadei lana aysa. So it says the Mishnebura that if the person knows that the children are going to eat it, so it's better not to hang it, because they might come to chil Shabbos and also they might come to eat it. However, you can hang it high enough that the children won't get to it, or he doesn't have children, so then it is a mitzvah to hang Noi Sukkah. And they bring it from the Shalom also, that it's a mitzvah to beautify the Sukkah in all these different ways. The reason one may not use it, it's a bizoy to the mitzvah when you use it, and it's a problem even if it falls, because since it was also during Ben Hashmashes, it's also, according to the entire Yontif, it's going to be also in Cholamayit also. Now, as far as the Isra Tiltal, that applies in Yom Tov Shabbos, not on Chol HaMoed one would be allowed to put it back in its place. The Nusuf that was mentioned over here is the person has to say, Eini Baido, when he tries to make the Tanai, he has to say that I'm not separating myself from it, Kol Ben Hashmoshes of all the days, because if not, even though the first Ben Hashmoshes, it would not go into effect since that's what he said, but the second Ben Hashmoshes, it would. We had the words of the Ramah telling us that there's no Isser, there are some shittas, there's no Isser over here in the Noi at all. So it says the Mishabura, Harbi Achrenim is Sigal Azeh. So many Achrenim argue, Vedaitim denoi Sukkah Bevade Asur and Beloit Tanai. Medina denoi Keschach. That even without a Tanai, it's going to be Asur because the Noi is like the Schach. Vayim Betasha Hiskim Lohaka Vasadina Matsuyarin, that he was masked in Mako by the colored sheep because of the Shash of Ganavim. So then we say that we know that he only hung them to begin with, that not to be there in a permanent way. And therefore it's not muksa, even if he didn't speak it out. When we call Mokha Achila Taibla Hasnas, Kumash Kasra Amar, it is best to go ahead and to make that Tanai and say that before Ben Ishmashes, to say before Ben Ishmashes that I'm not going to separate myself, the entire Ben Ishmashes, of every day like we said before. Mishnah Berurah tells us further that if you're planning on taking down the curtains because of Ganavim, you should make sure you don't tie them in a way where it'll be usher to untie them on Yontif. Mishnah Berurah says further that one should not make the defanas, hang on the defanas, the sukkah, make the defanas from curtains out of shadness. You also shouldn't hang shadness for Noi, unless it's something which is high enough where nobody will come to use it. You also should not write any psukim on the sukkah, on a gourd or anything like that, because it's come to bezayin. And also, you can't write psukim stop from the Torah unless you're writing a complete sefer. So the Mishnah Berurah says that even though that we are noyig ahetah to write a pasuk to learn from, but if it's shalei l'tzarich, it's going to be aser. He also brings further Mishnah Berurah that even after sukkahs, one should not step on the Atzi Sukkah because they are Tashmish and Mitzvah, like Tzitzis and Lulav, and therefore they have to be treated in a way of respect. And Alken Yesh Limchos Banoshim, to throw after the Sukkah the Schach in a place where people step on it, even if it's not the garbage. The difference between the Hadas and the Esrig, where we have a Shaila about the Hadas, whether you're allowed to smell it. And the Esrig, we said he definitely could. So says the Mishnah Berurah, Sefkan Chavav, V'yesh Oistrim B'Hadas, Al V'Esrig L'Kliyam Mutter, it's definitely Mutter, the Ikri Oimer L'Achila, because it's basically, an Esrig is there to eat. U'Me'achila Aksei, and when the person hung it, he's saying, I'm not going to eat it. But he didn't say anything about not smelling it.